So welcome to Unsigned 518. I'm here with Sir Red. How's it going, man?
It's going good, man.
So we got hooked up through a mutual friend, basically,
yep.
Who was like, hey, you know, you should reach you, as in you, Sir Red, should reach out to me, Andy, about coming on the show. And for anybody listening, that's really all it takes. If you want to be on the show, just reach
Absolutely.
Out. And that, how easy was it? You were like, hey, I want to hook up. I'm like, let's do this.
I was like, yeah, I looked you up that day and I was like, all right, shout out to Stevie.
Yeah. Shout out to Stevie for making it happen. But so, like I always say on my show, is I never do research on necessarily the person behind the music.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I do is, I mean, again, we're in the Dazzle Den. Obviously, I spend a lot of time
right here.
In here. So when I know I have someone coming, you know, have someone coming on the show, I just put their music on and just listen to their music over and over. And that's how I kind of get a feel of who's coming in. But for the most part, we're just getting to know each other. So
yeah,
I guess what I wanted to do is kind of go back to how you got into music, how you, you know, like early influences kind of shit. I guess just kind of tell the story of Sir Red from first introduction to music till now.
Like,
you know, as loose as you want to tell it, but you know.
Now, so basically, I mean, growing up, I was heavily influenced by music from my dad. I mean, he worked with Transworld Entertainment when it was still moving CDs and everything out there, you know. So he was with them for quite a while, and so I was always going backstage and going to concerts with him. So, and he always loved every type of music, so he was always playing stuff. I mean, he's got pictures with 50 Cent and like all different types of artists, you know. So I always loved that aspect of it. And then like growing up, I was in select chorus in like middle school and high school and stuff, and we were going around like the Northeast, different states in the Northeast, and like winning like platinum records and stuff for like just singing these choir songs. And I mean, like I feel like that like ranged my voice and got my voice like ready for more of this. I never really thought I was gonna like make actual songs and everything, but like I'm friends with so many artists out here. A while ago, I mean, I started making music really realistically like 2.5 years ago. But I have so many mutual friends within the music. I was like, let me just start this up. And, you know, I've been taking it real serious for like two years now.
And a lot of people don't realize, like, one of the things, like, I credit for my, you know, I mean, I'm not, like, in the hip-hop world. I'm in the, like, more like the rock, the punk rock world or whatever. But, like, my foundation came from, like, fucking third grade music class.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
And you're saying like choir and like shit like that, that kids almost take for granted. And well, I mean, definitely take for granted, but kids like don't realize the importance of it. Then it's just like a utilitarian thing.
Yeah. Some people just don't take it in, you know?
Yeah. And then some people it's like, oh yeah, somehow this is, I'm doing something. With
yeah,
this.
For sure.
And I like that your immediate start was the choir, you know, I was obviously, I was in the choir, I was in the band, I was in the marching band, like anything music I was in.
Yeah.
So I like the like, foundation of that.
You gotta have something foundation, you know what I mean? You gotta have it somewhere, you know, it's always around. There's music all playing, but you just gotta hear it.
Right. And it's kind of a, you know, schools are almost going away, it seems, from that foundation of music, where I think that's like
for
one
sure.
of the
giving
most
less
important
money
things in a kid's life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the music and the arts, because it'll fuel everything. And if you start taking away from it,
I know. Yeah. When I was graduating high school back in 2014, I know my select chorus teacher told me that the school wasn't giving her any funds funds anymore. You know, and that's terrible. You should be able to give these kids at least one class of, you know, freedom within themselves. You know?
Yeah, and I mean, and I would even go even farther with that. I'd be like, you know, fund the shit out of it.
Yeah,
like they should have, you know, synthesizers and drums and drum machines and
absolutely,
you know, all these things that, like, you know,
a class
like,
to learn how to make a song. You know,
right,
like
right,
like if you want to go that way, you know, like that would be so cool.
Yeah.
To be able to teach these kids young how to be able to do this and teach them the business aspect too. I mean, there is schools for that in college and everything, but if you could add like two or three into like a high school curriculum.
Sure, even like junior high or like, you know, middle school shit. Like, you know, kids that are in the marching band, you know, devote a little bit of time to being like, hey, this is how you could potentially turn this into a business, and this is what you would have to watch out for.
Absolutely.
Like, shit like that. I like that. Let's fuck it. We're starting a foundation.
We're doing it.
You know, so you said 2.5 years ago is when you started like making music seriously. Before that, you were
I had a mixtape before that, but it was just my first startup, and I wasn't. It was more for fun, and then like I was like listening to myself. I can do something more with this. You know what I mean? This is right. Like, so I just put that to the side, and I started again. You know what I mean? And then I dropped a project mixtape called Moon Quest Volume 1. That's 11 songs, one music video. I mean, I think that's more of a start for me, my start. And that was 2.5, 3 years ago now. So in the fall, it would be 3 years. So 2.5 years ago. So, and ever since then, I've been dropping just singles.
Okay. That's another thing that, like, I think is kind of the future of how everything is, you know?
It's
like, albums used to be the thing, but now it's like, you know, fuck it.
People don't have attention spans anymore.
Put it out. Yeah, you have something
done. They don't want to listen to every single song.
Right. And it also, some, like, really amazing songs could get buried in an album.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Where if you're releasing it as a single, that's kind of like, it keeps that excitement going. You know,
yeah,
you drop a single, then, you know, another 3 months or whatever, you're like, got something else coming, and they'll have been listening to this constantly.
Yeah.
And then
it's more attention.
Let me jump onto this. Like, I like
absolutely.
Because, you know, I just, you know, our band has only been around for a couple years. And I mean, I'm an old dude. You know, I'm Stevie's age, you know, like a year younger, I think. But, you know, I'll be 50 this month. And we just really started 2 years ago, not even 2 years ago, to be like, let's write original songs.
Yeah.
And like, I had never done that in my life.
Yeah.
I'd like, you know, been playing music my whole
life. Yeah, absolutely.
Never did anything with it. And then
it's that next step, you know, that's all it is.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it, too, speaks to the technology, the fact that you can DIY everything.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You can become your own record label. Like,
for sure.
Distribute your own shit. Is that what you do?
I go through DistroKid.
That's what we do, man. Yeah.
Yep. I have my own record label. I call it MoonQuest Records.
Sweet. I think we went with SWRB for a shortwave radio band.
Nice, nice. Oh, yeah.
And, like, same thing. And we even are guitarist and co-lead singer does another project that is not punk rock music. It's like acoustic music. And so we can release that under our label on our Spotify.
Yeah, my girlfriend, Nairi, her little brother makes music as well. And I'm trying to help him out and like help him release stuff on more like stuff. So I'm putting him on MoonQuest, you know what I mean? Like, no, obviously no signing or anything,
but I'm just
helping him out. You know what I mean? He's Quest. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? But that's the homie. Shout out Lando. Young Lando. You got to go follow him.
All right. But having that outlet, I mean, even, you know, 10 years ago, you're not going to have that.
Yeah,
you'd have to go through a distribution label.
Absolutely.
And a recording label. And it would be unobtainable to anybody that's just
that's
like,
why people, everybody signed a deal.
Yeah.
That could.
When
you
sign a deal, like, it's shit is not.
It's not.
You don't control any aspect of your art.
Absolutely.
At all.
I'm sure there's some good deals, I'm sure.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
But, you know, I've heard some horror stories about that stuff, you know.
I've heard more horror stories than good. I definitely know of, like, some friends who are signed who, like, they say their label's, like, super supportive and, like, everything's, like, fantastic.
Absolutely.
But, like, I've also heard of some people that, you
know. So it's back and forth, you know. You just got to be consistent and you just got to be patient for your time or whatever.
Right.
Whatever,
but again,
the case might be.
At our foundation, we'll teach the kids.
Yeah.
That, you know. We'll
exactly,
like,
exactly.
You got to watch out for the shady shit, children.
Here's the loopholes.
Here's how you get your foot in the door. So why don't we, I guess we're at that point now where we should listen to a tune. So I know you have a new single that's out now.
I just dropped it on my birthday on Thursday, 4/27.
Nice. So super new at this point,
not even a week old.
Yeah. And that's the one you want to start
off?
Yeah,
we can start off with that. It's called Coach Carter.
Cool. What's a little bit, tell us a little bit about the song.
All right. So Coach Carter, honestly, I had the beat for a while, just just sitting there, and I went back to it, and it just clicked. And like, so basically, it's more or less just me like feeling myself, you know what I mean? And it's like feeling, getting like to know my voice and everything, and just talking about, you know what I mean, what things that I do and things that I got. Just me, you know what I mean? Me having fun with it.
Right. All right, cool. So let's listen to Coach Carter, and then we'll be right back with Sarette.
My nature, rolling up pounds of the paper. Gotta stay high off flavors, keeping it player. Man, I feel like Coach Carter. My baby bone, she's a starter, stopping a stare. She want me to flaunters, covered in diamonds. Let's give her a sponsor, dripping like faucet. I fell in so deep, she told me I just turned her to water. This is my nature, rolling up pounds of the paper. Gotta stay high off flavors, keeping it player. Man, I feel like Coach Carter. My baby bone, she's a starter, stopping a stare. She want me to flaunters, covered in diamonds. Let's give her a sponsor, dripping like faucet. I fell in so deep, she told me I just turn it to water. They ain't believe I'd be famous. Pockets all filled with Grants and Franklins. Move slow, be cautious, I'm faded. Diamonds on me, be shooting out lasers. Laughing, they think I won't make it. Now they watch me on the way to my greatness. Stay out the way and stay patient. Not much to say, they trade places. Thinking my God, I always say grace. No lame shit, I swear we ain't changing. Never got handed, might as well take it. Got out the basement. Launched off the ground, headed towards the moon on this spaceship. All I do is count these faces. Red, this is my nature, rolling up pounds of the paper. Gotta stay high off flavors, keeping it player. Man, I feel like Coach Carter. My baby bone, she's a starter, stopping a stare. She want me to flaunters, covered in diamonds. Let's give her a sponsor, dripping like faucet. I fell in so deep, she told me I just turned her to water. This is my nature, rolling up pounds of the paper. Gotta stay high off flavors, keeping it player. Man, I feel like Coach Carter. My baby bone, she's a starter, stopping a stare. She want me to flaunters, covered in diamonds. Let's give her a sponsor, dripping like faucet. I fell in so deep, she told me I just turned her to water.
All right, so that was Coach Carter, Sarette. Yep. Just came out 4/27. Which is your birthday. Uh-huh. And then who produced that one?
So that's produced by my boy Junkie. Me and him are just starting up a relationship, you know what I mean? I'm looking at more beats of his and stuff, but that one really stuck out off the rip. And like I said, I've had it for a minute just sitting in the vault, and I really just started writing to it like last month. So I just wanted to get it done for my birthday because I knew it was going to be an instant classic. But that's also engineered by my boy Goldie London. He's based out of Troy and everything, so he does his thing for sure.
Cool.
Shout out Goldie, shout out Junkie.
And so you said you're starting a relationship, getting ship building. Do you have like stuff in the pike? Do you have like stuff coming down the road? Like,
yeah, absolutely. Besides for beats with him, I got a couple of different producers. Shout out, shout Gandorf, shout Quad Woofer. He's produces music for Taylor Gang, like Wiz Khalifa. And I grew a relationship with him. I bought a couple beats off him. And we got some shit in the works. That's about to be crazy. I'm just making sure that it's right, you know. I'm trying to get all the eyes on that. I got some really good pop songs coming out. Watch out for that. One of them's called Red Ruby. That'll probably be the first one to drop. I'm hoping to get that out by the summertime.
Cool.
Because it's going to be it'll be nice out there on the beach, you know what I mean? I got a couple other summer songs. I might drop a little summer EP, but I'm not sure. I don't know how I feel about that yet.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough with the EPs, yeah. Like, because again, I'm like on board with like the single yep. thing, and like, and I was even thinking like it might be cool to like, you know, release single, then take all those singles and package them
yep.
with like one or two new ones or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Into something, but I do really like the idea of singles.
I know it's more exciting, I feel like, for yeah. the fans, you know.
Yeah, it's episodic, you it know is. What I mean, like, I'm, you know, a lot of people,
you can see the growth,
right,
you know what I mean?
And like people bitch about like on Netflix, like how like if, or not Netflix, or some of those streaming, that would they'll release one episode a week, and people be like, oh come on, I want to binge it.
Yeah,
like, I love the one episode a week. You know what I
mean? Yeah, yeah. It keeps you
going.
I like
to take my time with something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that to me is what singles is I can be like, focus on this one song. And
then, yeah, you can hear where their sound develops. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like I try to keep most sounds in the same era of my music. You know what I mean? So if that sounds over there, I'm not going to re-release something that's, you know what I mean, that's already sounded like that. So I'm building up. I'm not going back down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, that's what it's kind of all about. It's like you got to take that leap and put out whatever, not whatever, but like, you know, you have to put something out to have that. That's where you start.
Absolutely.
You know, like, okay, now I have this, then I'll build off that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, I think, important. Some people think it's almost like, you know, because some bands and artists, like, you feel like they, like, explode overnight. Like, they came out of nowhere and, like, exploded overnight.
Yeah, so you gotta stick to the plan.
Yeah, and, like, that, very rarely do they actually come out of nowhere. It came from work that nobody ever sees.
Or notices.
You know what I mean? Like, so, like, doing the work is important, and I like that.
Absolutely.
Gotta build off it. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you've got singles coming up, a possible EP.
I got two projects I'm working on too, though, low key. So okay. I got Red Rain in the works. That's probably my next. I want Red Rain to be my official like album, you know, to drop. And I mean, my mixtape, I sold over 100 CDs. A lot of people aren't selling CDs right now, you know, most. But I mean, it's also out on everything. But Red Rain, I'm really trying to make that like my hit project, you know what I mean? I'm trying to get all eyes on that, like, cool. For sure. But I'm also going to be dropping Moon Quest Volume 2 soon, another mixtape. So I got all that getting arranged, you know, plus this summer banger. So we're figuring it out.
Bunch of shit coming up then.
Bunch of stuff. Yeah. Nice. Hell yeah.
All right. So you want to hear another tune? Play another song?
Yeah, for sure.
Which one do you want to hear now?
We can play, let's let them hear The Sound by me and Young Deji from Taylor Gang. Shout Taylor Gang, shout JDR Records, shout Deji, shout Woe Exotics, shout Cap, shout Six. It's a big project. It's sweet. A big song. You know what I mean?
And it's called The Sound?
The Sound, yep.
All right, well, cool. Let's check out The Sound, and then we'll be right back to wrap it up with Sir Red.
Hell yeah.
By the pound, yo, dizzy, yo, dizzy. Do you feel me now? It was like, Sir Red. All right there. Uh-huh, okay.
Riding through the town, I got my windows down. Turn up the music, do you feel me now? Old Nana Ace is blowing by the pound. Kinda hypnotizing, can you hear the sound?
When I woke up in the club, standing on couches and tosses, just got a lighter, we bought it before we stepped out the house. Okay, you mad because your bitch keeping on finding a way out. Okay, don't ask on my chucks. Call my face, you, I'm just saying I can save you. JDR and Taylor Gang, it be the fuck late. Remember, I ain't had a cable, I'm just thankful now I'm able. Just because I'm outside showing love, don't think shit sweet, don't get shit fucked up. Mind your business, hey, don't pay, better get your bucks up.
Riding through the town, I got my windows down. Turn up the music, do you feel me now? Old Nana Ace is blowing by the pound. Kinda hypnotizing, can you hear the sound? Riding through the town, I got my windows down. Turn up the music, do you feel me now? Old Nana Ace is blowing by the pound. Kinda hypnotizing, can you hear the sound? My gin and drugs, tell them mix it up. They be pouring up while I'm twisting up some. Screaming at my shows, I know they feeling us. Cause THC pills toss up in my cup. Man, like what? Not for all of us, unless you one of us. One of what? Shop up in the stores, I got my benches up. Smoking all the loud, smell me when I walk up. Yeah, it's really not the two, it's the one. It's the what? Rush, burn, coupe, cruising just for fun. Just for what? Blood, sweat, tears, bruises, and some cuts. We hit the cut in the studio, you know we blazing up. Smoking stupid, heavy, ashing on my chucks. On my chucks. Ashing on my. Ashing on my chucks. Ashing on my.
Ashing on my chucks. Kinda hypnotizing, can you hear the sound? Riding through the town, I got my windows down.
All right, so that was the sound, Sir Red. And who produced that one?
That song was actually produced by Parker Jazz. The engineer work was by Magic, my guy Magic, John C. Magic. Me and him also got a really good song, MoonQuest Volume 1, called Summer. Go check that out. Music video out on YouTube and everything. But it was also featuring my boy, good friend, Young Deji. He's in Taylor Gang. He's originally from Houston, but he's in LA now. When I went out to LA, he showed me really great hospitality and let me come over to his penthouse and kick it with him. You know, so I was able to share that moment with me and my girlfriend and show her around LA and everything. So that was really a really good moment. But
nice. That's awesome. All right, cool. Well, before we go, you know, I'd like to give everybody a chance to say their shout-outs, their highs or whatever. So
yeah.
I guess the microphone is all yours.
All right, man. Yeah, so I just want to shout out everyone I've ever worked with. Shout out Bandana, shout out Magic, shout out Goldie, shout out Easy, shout out Selly Paper, shout out JGGM, shout out Hundo, shout out Deji. Shout out Cap, and shout out everyone that I've worked with. There's a bunch of people and more people to come, but shout out my girlfriend Nyree. You know, she's helped me through a lot, and she's always been there and supported me and everything. So always love that. Shout out DJ Hollywood for always getting a light on me and everything. I know you know him, Andy, yep. And everything. Yep. Shout out Andy. Shout out the Dazzle Den. You know what I mean. Shout out Only Way Out Records. Only Way Out Studio, my fault. Shout out MoonQuest Records. That's the gang. That's the quest. You know what I mean? That's the fan base. Shout out Young Lando. Shout out King Pollo. You know, Bartel. Shout out Bartel. Shout out Flex, S3H. You know what it is. Man, we out here. We working.
All right.
Shout out Quad, too. We got big things about to drop, so shout out him, shout out Gandorf, shout out everyone. That's about it, you know.
Cool. All right, so that is Sir Red. I am Andy Scullin. This is Unsigned 518. We'll see you on the road.
Red.
Unsigned 518 is produced in conjunction with Nippertown. You can find new episodes here every week on nippertown.com. If you are a band or musician in the 518 area code and would like to be on Unsigned 518, shoot me an email at unsigned518@gmail.com. I'm your host, Andy Scullin. I'll be back next week with another episode of Unsigned 518. Thanks for listening.